It's now time for our Jackson Heights locker room chat. We're talking with girls basketball coach Madison Massey for a few minutes, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Wareham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Farmers State Bank in Holton. Also want to thank Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, certainly a busy time for you and your team coming down the home stretch here of the regular season. Got a couple games to go over with you. And starting with the game last Friday at home against Pleasant Ridge, inside league play, a battle from start to finish, but you guys pull it out by one. That was a 44-43 final. Take us back to that one on Friday, and obviously your team pulling out a nice one-point win.
Yeah, it was a barn burner. It was awesome to see us fight for four full quarters. A lot of times I think we drop the ball in one quarter, and that digs us a hole that we just have a tough time getting out of. You know, Bryn Shoup, she did an amazing job of attacking the basket. She shot several free throws, 14 to be exact. So we hit some threes. I know Taylor had a couple and Chesney had a couple. That helps, you know, open the basket a little bit for us. But when we get our feet inside the paint and draw fouls or even get it inside and then kick it out, things start to become easier for us offensively. And we just battled to the very end. And I thought that they played with a lot of energy and played well together, which resulted in that win for us.
Yeah, it was a second consecutive win. And then you guys turned around this week, a very good ACCHS team who you could argue maybe has the best player in the league in Kinsey Bowerly. And, you know, she just became the school's all-time leading scorer here in the last week as well. So some pretty high accolades for her, and always a tough place to play at ACCHS. They get the win Tuesday. It was a 59-46 final. You know, maybe a few keys from that game. What do you take away from that loss on Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, we struggled, obviously, to stop Bowerly. She had 32 points. She's a great player. And what I told them at halftime is she's going to get her points, but we've got to hold her to her average or less because she's just that type of player, and we weren't able to do that. So defensively, I thought we lapsed in several areas. On offense, we had a pretty good shooting night. I mean, Bryn Shoup, again, she's had two great games back-to-back. She had five threes. And Taylor, she had three threes, and Chesney had a three in there. So we did some really good things by hitting those early, but in that fourth quarter, we kind of fell in love with that three-point shot, and it wasn't going in. So needed to get to the paint more, and that wasn't really something we were doing at the moment to help us win the game. But they played hard. I mean, we went into the fourth quarter down one, and then we got into quite a bit of foul trouble and didn't have any more post players to really put in the game, so we had to go small, which we struggled with.
You guys got four games left here in the regular season. You play tonight. You play tomorrow as well. So just a quick thought on both these games. Jefferson County North tonight at home. Talk about that matchup, kind of the expectations for this one here tonight.
Well, tonight's senior night, so always the goal is to go out there and play for the seniors that we have on our team. We have four senior players. We have one senior manager. So they put in a lot of time and effort. We hope to pull out that win for them. And with that in the back of our mind, hopefully that will give us the energy and the teamwork to pull it through. JCN's always a well-coached team, and I think it'll be a ball game. We're similarly matched, so it'll be interesting to see who comes out on top. Hopefully our girls come to play. I know they will. We've been working on some key things that will come in handy tonight. And then McClough tomorrow, you know, it was a close game until the fourth quarter, so I expect that to happen again where it will be neck and neck. They're a very improved team, so can't underestimate anyone. I'm looking forward to both of these games in the next few nights.
There it is. Certainly busy times here for Jackson Heights, closing out the regular season here next week. But again, they play at home tonight, as Coach Massey just mentioned, senior night here at home against JCN, and then tomorrow night back on the road taking on McClough before the final two games of the regular season coming up next week. Again, Madison Massey, Jackson Heights girls coach, joining us here. Always appreciate the few minutes, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.